This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted Zoetis a conditional license for the company's porcine epidemic diarrhea virus vaccine. The vaccine is the second of its kind to be granted a conditional license. That allows the vaccine to be distributed to veterinarians and finally to pork producers. Company officials expect the vaccine to be available later this month. The two-dose inactivated vaccine, licensed for use in healthy pregnant sows and gilts, is designed to help them develop antibodies that can be transmitted to their newborn piglets. Most everyone is curious just how big this year's corn crop will be when harvested this fall. Todd Gleason has more on how the number of harvested acres affects the size of the crop, no matter the average yield, big or small.
The number of corn acres harvested in the United States has ranged from about 2.4 million acres less to 750,000 more than the USDA June acreage forecast, that's since 1996. The average difference from June to the final USDA forecast in January for harvested acres over that time span is a decline of about 400,000 acres. A University of Illinois ag economist, Earl Good, says the estimate actually dropped in 13 of the last 18 years.
The larger declines were in years of late planting, but not all late planted crops resulted in large declines. During the same time period, the final estimate of soybean planted acreage ranged from 1.5 million acres less to 1.2 million acres more than the June forecast. The difference exceeded 1 million acres in 6 of the 18 years. The average difference was for a small decline of 140,000 acres. However, the final estimate was below the June forecast in 11 of the 18 years.
This year, a larger percentage of the corn crop was planted late. This has some implications based on the historical data.
A late planted crop, along with the historical tendency for the final estimate of acreage to be less than the June forecast, suggests that the final estimate this year will also likely be below the June forecast. The average difference in the 13 previous years of a drop in acreage estimates from June to final was 690,000 acres.
The range was wide, from 28,000 to 2 million. Darrell Good says he would not be surprised if this year's corn acreage dropped 500,000 to 700,000 acres. On the flip side of that coin, soybeans, there's not much to go on in the historical patterns. Still, if you really look, you might find a slight tendency for the final estimates to be less than the June forecast. In the years this actually happened, the average drop was about 700,000 acres. Good says he expects harvested acreage for both crops to decline from the current USDA forecast. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The general story this year in the markets has been that crop prices are dropping while livestock prices are rising, and that trend is likely to continue into 2015. The August baseline update from the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri projects record corn and soybean harvests this fall. FAPRI Director Pat Westhoff says with the large ending stocks at the end of the year, prices for corn and soybeans will remain under pressure into next year.
If we continue to plant a lot of soybeans and corn in 2015, as appears very likely, we could well have another year of depressed prices. We are currently projecting that soybean prices, for example, may drop below $10 a bushel for the first time since 2009.
On the flip side, there is strong demand in beef, limited supplies of pork, and strong international demand for dairy products.
All those things combined are pushing up our prices for those major livestock and dairy products. At the same time, feed costs are coming down. So while livestock farmers had a tough time a couple years ago, most of them who are not facing disease problems at least have a much better situation today.
Westhoff says that consumers have seen an uptick in food price inflation this year, caused mostly by higher meat and dairy prices.
We expect again in 2015 that with a bit of a downturn in live animal prices, we should start to see some moderation on the grocery store shelves and look at perhaps even having food price inflation drop to less than 2% again in 2015.
Westhoff cautions that this is just an update and a snapshot of where things are today.
We still don't know how big this year's crop is going to prove to be. There's a lot of uncertainty over these projections. And so if you ask me a few weeks from now what I might project, it may be very different than what I tell you today.
The FAPRI August update to the baseline outlook is available at www.fapri.missouri.edu. A companion report with more details on livestock and consumer prices can be found at www.amap.missouri.edu. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Long-term care due to an accident, disability, or chronic illness can be expensive, and these services are not typically covered by health insurance or Medicare. That's why it's so important to have a long-term care policy from Country Life Insurance Company. It can help pay the costs associated with long-term care and help protect your retirement savings. There are a variety of options available, so contact me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country Financial representative in Jerseyville today. Country Financial, what's your ideal financial security? Give us a call at 618-498-5800.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines, there are modules for light and medium duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Send your kids back to school with healthy and nutritious farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For breakfast, give them a tall glass of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. It'll keep them energized all morning long. Top hot oatmeal or cold cereal with any of the 9 varieties of wholesome Prairie Farms milk. And for an after-school snack, try Prairie Farms yogurt. With Prairie Farms dairy products, your kids will go to the head of the class. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
A meeting of the Illinois Agri-Women is currently going on in Sorrento at the farm of Susan Wall. Susan Wall is also the vice president of the Illinois Agri-Women and took some time to tell us about the organization.
Well, it's a group of women who was founded back, I believe, in the early 70s, 1970s. And we just promote agriculture and family farming. And we try to educate consumers so that they know better what the farmers are doing and how it's done.
And what are a few different things that your members do throughout the year?
Well, we have an annual convention or conference in November, and everybody gets together. We automatically belong to the American Agri-Women, too. And that is held by the American Agri-Women. And then it usually is in different states. Last year, it was in New York. And they actually went into Canada, and they met with some Canadian farm women, and they do things like that. Every spring, they have the AAW fly-in to Washington, D.C., and I have not gone yet myself, but they say it's really wonderful. You get to go and talk to all the legislators and discuss agriculture and the farm bill, things that are going on with them.
And why did you personally join Illinois Agri-Women? What were you hoping to get out of the organization?
Well, I've always been involved in agriculture all my life, and I always felt the need to learn more and to try to do more to help promote it. And especially today, it seems that someone is so far removed from agriculture that it's so important that we teach others about agriculture and what we do and how it's done so that the consumer is not afraid of us or not worried about what they're eating or where it's coming from.
And I see today you're going to have a few guest presenters. Would you like to tell me who they are and what they are here to emphasize today?
Yeah, we're going to have a guy from Bond County, a farmer, Wes Porshaw, and he's pretty well known around this area especially. He has a big cooker that he goes around and he cooks for many people's events. He cooks for charitable events. He helps support the 4-H program immensely and FFA. He cooked our meat for today for our lunch. We're going to have Laura Wall, that's my daughter-in-law. She is coming from Marcoutte, Jersey Creamery, south of Greenville, and she's going to give us a little talk about what all's being done down there and how they handle their creamery. And she's also going to discuss how they are promoting agriculture because they have a great tourist attraction there from Interstate 70. A lot of people stop who have never been on a farm before. And she really does a great job of informing the people and giving them tours. And then we're going to have Emily Hartman from Bond County Ag in the Classroom. And she has brought, Bond County has a unique book barn. And it's just full of all kinds of educational things, and she brought that along so we can go through that today.
And going forward with the Illinois AgriWomen, what do you hope to see in their future?
Well, I think Illinois AgriWomen has great potential in the future. We have so many talented, educated women. They range from all kinds of agribusiness women to regular women who just go out to the fields every day, which is what I do. And we all have so much in common, and we get to connect with so many different people all over the United States, and as I mentioned earlier, into Canada and things like that. And women really do, I think women have a great force when they speak. They have a different kind of a touch to things that I think sometimes they can help the consumers and other people to understand things a lot better than when they just hear it from, you know, media or TV.
All right, very good. Any final thoughts before we go here today? Perhaps how someone could contact you to join the Illinois AgriWomen if they're interested?
Sure. We would be really happy to have anybody that's an agricultural position of any kind to join us. And if you want to give me a call at 217-272-4485, I can get you connected right away.
Again, that was Vice President of the Illinois AgriWomen, Susan Wall. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.